It's called protein degradation. And if you're a bad protein in a cancer cell, you'd better get your affairs in order. Because now, thanks to Dana-Farber's foundational work, protein degradation can target cancer-causing proteins and destroy them, right inside the cell. This take-no-prisoners approach is making a difference in multiple myeloma and other blood cancers, and is how Dana-Farber is working to treat previously untreatable cancers. Learn more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
The Supercommittee targets Medicare. What does that mean for seniors?
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Jeremy Hobson. We are just 6 days away from the Congressional Supercommittee's deadline to cut $1.2 trillion from the federal deficit over 10 years. And as Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid put it,
Congress and government generally don't do things until the last minute. The last minute is fast approaching.
And talks remain at a standstill. Yesterday, Democrats leaked an offer that would involve cutting $225 billion from Medicare, the federal health insurance program for senior citizens. But the latest report from the Census Bureau shows rising medical costs have already sent the poverty rate for the elderly to almost 16%. For more on this, we're joined by Marketplace Economics correspondent Chris Farrell. Good morning.
Good morning, Jeremy.
So why are the elderly paying more for medical care if they've got Medicare to deal with that?
Same reason you're paying more for medical care, Jeremy. I mean, you have an employer-sponsored health insurance plan. Lots of our listeners do. And yet those costs keep going up. It's rising Medicare premiums. It's higher deductibles, prescription drugs. And for example, Medicare does cover a lot. But for certain services, yeah, there's a 20% copay. Hmm. And, you know, if you have a bigger bill, that 20% absorbs more of your income.
Well, is poverty among the elderly getting worse at a faster pace than it is for the rest of the population?
Well, this comes out of the new measure to try and get a better understanding of poverty and the dynamics of poverty in our economy. The impact of medical care on the elderly, which, you know, makes sense because if you get older, you know, your body starts to do less well. You get sick more. Your eyes deteriorate. Your hearing deteriorates. So you spend a lot of money on medical bills. And that's why we saw a doubling, a near doubling of the poverty rate among the elderly. Whereas among children, the poverty rate actually shrank because they use less medical services.
Well, why is this happening? This was a big triumph of the New Deal to reduce poverty among the elderly. Why are we moving in the wrong direction now?
Well, I think it really reflects the problems that are embedded in our healthcare system and rising medical inflation. And the trend with the supercommittee and the atmosphere in Washington is that we have to reduce these benefits. So people are going to be told you have to spend more on your medical care. And my question is, with what money?
Marketplace economics correspondent Chris Farrell. Thanks so much, Chris.
Thanks a lot.
Well, in other Washington news, CBS's 60 Minutes reported this week that senators and representatives have personally benefited from stocks they bought or sold based on information they learned in their jobs. On Wall Street, you'd call that insider trading. But as our Washington Bureau Chief John Dimsdale reports, there is nothing illegal about it for members of Congress.
Lawmakers know before anyone else about government budgets, taxes, and regulations that can dramatically change stock prices. Maybe that's why senators' stock portfolios routinely outperform the market by 12%, according to Georgia State University's Alan Zabrowski. He says insider trading laws don't apply to Congress.
It's not illegal at all. There's absolutely nothing that prohibits members of Congress or their staffs from trading on information they pick up.
Zabrowski admits it would be difficult to police a ban on some congressional stock trading, but to give the rules teeth, he says members of Congress should have to immediately disclose what stocks they're buying and selling.
If the head of a banking committee starts unloading lots and lots of his bank stocks, the marketplace should be privileged to that information, and it'll make the market more efficient.
Zabrowski hopes the new momentum behind reforms will help get rid of the perception that some lawmakers vote to benefit their own stock portfolios. In Washington, I'm John Dimsdale for Marketplace.
And let's do the numbers. Stocks are down across Europe and Asia this morning, down 2% in London right now, 1.5% in Paris. The big news out of the European debt crisis this morning is that Spain had to pay record borrowing costs today at a bond auction. Here in this country, a number that is falling, according to the National Restaurant Association, the percentage of Americans who are going to dine out for Thanksgiving. It was 11% last year. It's expected to be just 6% this year. On Wall Street yesterday, the Dow dropped 190 points to close at 11,905.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Chevrolet, maker of the new Volt, which plugs in anywhere and goes everywhere. Available in select markets. Details at ChevyVolt.com. By CenturyLink, a new kind of broadband company linking Americans coast to coast with consistently fast speeds and personal service. More at CenturyLink.com. And by Thomson Reuters and their expedition to break the Overland speed record to the South Pole. You can follow them in real time at ExpeditionToTheSouthPole.com.
Well, we all know how secretive Apple likes to be, but this week that's causing problems for the company in China, where environmental groups have accused Apple suppliers of major pollution violations. Apple has hired an outside company to look into those charges, but as Marketplace's Rob Schmitz reports from Shanghai, the company isn't saying much.
Apple may be a lot of things, but few would call the company low profile, unless you're talking to Apple about their supply chain. That's what environmentalist Li Li did this week.
They just kept saying, believe us that we will make it work. Our company is low profile. We have our own way of solving problems.
2 months ago, she helped author a report. It alleged the suppliers that are making iPhones and iPads are blatantly violating pollution laws throughout China. She said Apple flew two Chinese-speaking members of its supply management team from the U.S. just for this meeting. She's not sure why Apple went to all the trouble, though. She said the only thing they admitted to was the number of suppliers they work with in China.
I am not satisfied at all with what they said. We need them to disclose who their suppliers are. If they are unwilling to do that, then how do we know if they're doing the right thing?
Apple says it provides safe working conditions and uses environmentally responsible manufacturing. But so far, this hasn't held up to public scrutiny. After Apple admitted to poisoning 137 workers at one Chinese plant, it said it was monitoring their health. But several workers later said they had never heard from Apple. In Shanghai, I'm Rob Schmitz for Marketplace.
And finally, to a report out today on which students hit the books the hardest in college. The National Survey of Student Engagement says engineering majors study the most, about 20 hours per week. They're followed by science majors and then those in the arts and humanities and then education. Bottom of the list, business majors. In Los Angeles, I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. And this is APM, American Public Media.
Here's an economic indicator, skyscrapers as symbols of financial health.
The biggest skyscrapers originally were built by corporations to show how wealthy and how powerful they were. But certainly in terms of China, there is that sense that we are going to build the tallest building because they want to show they can.
I'm Kai Rizdal, high and mighty, next time on Marketplace from APM, American Public Media. With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdal. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.